From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting U.S. President Barack Obama has been meeting with Britain Prime Minister David Cameron. The two leaders were expected to cover the fight against the Islamic State group, efforts to stabilize the Middle East, and Europe's refugee crisis. They were also expected to discuss the June 23rd referendum in which British voters will decide whether their country remains in the European Union. The president stepped into the debate with a column published in a British newspaper in which he urged Britain to stay in the EU. Mr. Obama's statements drew a sharp rebuke from those who back Britain's exit, including London Mayor Boris Johnson.
I do think it's perverse that we're being urged by the United States to embroil ourselves ever more deeply in a system where our laws, 60% of them, are now emanating from the EU, when the United States would not dream of subjugating itself in any way to any other international jurisdiction.
Right-wing UK Independence Party leader Nigel Farage had even stronger words for the US president, saying he should butt out. Leaders from as many as 170 nations are in New York to sign the Paris Agreement on climate change. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon told the gathering they must take action to stop global warming.
Together, let us turn the aspirations of Paris into action. As we show by the very act of signing today, the power to build a better world is in your hands.
The agreement, though signed in New York, will still have to be ratified in each of the signing countries. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website. This is VOA News. An autopsy is being performed on music icon Prince, who was found dead at his Paisley Park complex on Thursday. Tributes to the 57-year-old singer and musician have been coming from every corner of the globe, with celebrities and fans alike shocked, saddened, but also grateful.
I love the guy. You know what I mean? He was so expressive. And he's one of these people, like Bowie, that if he hadn't existed, the world would be a different place.
You know, the passion in Prince's music was always felt. It was always felt, no matter if you heard it in 1999 or heard it in 1989 or heard it in 2009. It doesn't matter. His music is timeless.
Prince sold more than 100 million albums worldwide, won 7 Grammys, and picked up an Oscar for Best Original Song for Purple Rain. The United States will purchase 32 metric tons of heavy water, a key component in the development, that is, of atomic weapons, from Iran. The sale is a bid to help Tehran implement provisions in the landmark nuclear deal. The U.S. Departments of Energy and State on Friday confirmed the purchase. The plan was announced as U.S., Iranian, and other officials meet in Vienna on implementation of the Iran nuclear agreement. The purchase drew immediate criticism from House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Ed Royce, who said the Obama administration is, in his words, giving the radical regime in Iran more cash. Afghanistan's national flag flew at half-staff at government offices, and special prayers were offered in mosques across the country Friday to pay respects to the victims of this week's deadly Taliban attack in Kabul. The attack on the National Directorate for Security killed nearly 70 people, most of them security forces. Another 347 people, many of them civilians, were wounded. It was the deadliest Taliban strike in the capital since the Islamist group was ousted from power in 2001. The violence has outraged Afghans. Demands are growing for President Ashraf Ghani's government to abandon plans to engage in peace talks with the Taliban and instead intensify military operations against the insurgents. The co-founder of Apple says he thinks the technology company should pay higher taxes. Steve Wozniak, who founded Apple with Steve Jobs and Ronald Wayne in 1976, told the BBC that the company should pay at least a 50% tax rate. Wozniak said he didn't like the idea of the company acting in an unfair way. In midday trading, all three major U.S. stock indices are lower on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 0.13%. The S&P is off 0.42%. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.